ABC Radio Solent.
Make a difference.
Well, if you've been playing along with us this week, I hope you've had a very restful sleep. Now, time for this hour's Make a Difference story, and it comes from the west of the county. And it's an absolutely lovely story about a cancer support charity in the west of the county that's been given £5,000 of extra funding. During the lockdown period, they've been helping people with cancer who've needed more support than ever, with many experiencing delays in treatment and unable to see friends and family, of course. And Axminster and Lyme Cancer Support has been working throughout the pandemic to provide counselling for those who need it. And they've just been given this £5,000 by the Dorset Community Foundation. The group CEO is Mary Khan. She joins me now on the line. Good morning.
Good morning, Fern. How are you?
Fine, thank you. Thank you so much for joining us. First of all, you must be absolutely delighted to have received that money.
Definitely. When an organisation such as Dorset Community Foundation believes in what we're doing, it gives such a boost to us all working behind the scenes to try and keep people connected.
Amazing. And what sort of work have you been doing with the charity?
So we could kind of see what was coming in the early part of last year. So from the first day of lockdown, we started Zoom drop-ins on a Monday, which we would normally have done face-to-face. Our primary goal was to stay connected with people. It's very easy if people are on the internet and are happy with that, but we do have people we're supporting who don't have the internet. So COVID-compliant sort of visits, but we also used Royal Mail and sent out quite a lot of different things like craft packs, magazines, art kits, cross stitch, that type of thing. Probably the most popular was jigsaws, and I would be seen dropping things off on people's doorsteps. And then we held lots of things which are actually close to your heart at the moment. We did sleep workshops, Fern.
Oh, did you?
Mindfulness workshops, creative writing workshops, breath workshops, quite a lot of guided meditations, really trying to help people to choose something that will help them.
Yeah, definitely. And I just wonder, how difficult has it been to provide the service during lockdown? I know we've spoken to loads of charities throughout, you know, that have struggled to, you know, see people and help them through this difficult time. I wonder how difficult it's been for you.
It's been very hard. I think the hardest thing is when we're hearing from so many people who feel completely cut off and isolated. A lot of cancer care has been stopped, delayed, halted, changed hospitals, and we've heard from a lot of relatives who are trying to support their loved ones who they would normally be able to see. So I might get a phone call from a member of the family who live away and their family member is down in Lyme Regis needing support. I think we've just tried to connect. We have a buddying system where one of our many amazing volunteers will do weekly phone calls. And sometimes just having a chat with someone every week is just a real lifeline. But it has been difficult. The support from the Community Foundation has made a massive difference to us. And we're not stopping, we're continuing, because there's a lot of anxiety now about people getting back to face-to-face. And as the hospitals open up for diagnosis, treatment, surgeries, more, we're being predicted by the national charities that there's going to be a huge number of people needing more support.
And am I right in thinking that you've welcomed 80 new clients as well in this time period?
That's right. Yeah, we're now supporting over 215 people. Wow. Or have supported. We've seen, sadly, 18 people, families who've been through end of life and bereavement in the last year, and their support will be obviously ongoing. We have 4 single parent families who we're supporting and 21 people who live on their own. And isolation is hard at the best of times going through cancer. But living with and living beyond cancer, it's so important to have that connection with your community and your loved ones.
Absolutely. And I guess the support for loved ones as well, because going through the pandemic alongside losing a family member or going through those final stages, you need that extra support.
Definitely. And I suppose the analogy we use is if you throw a stone in some water and the ripple effect, we will support as close to the stone as possible. The person with the cancer is in the middle, and we need to surround them with a network of support. So sometimes the person with cancer doesn't want support or need support, so we will support their loved one or their carer. That's very important. And we don't turn anyone away.
That's incredible. So this £5,000 then, how's it going to be helping out?
So we're going to continue to do mainly talking therapies, counselling. We've got some amazing therapists that work with us, and they can continue to do Zoom or telephone counselling, but that will be opening back up face-to-face as well. That's where the predominant funds will be going. But we will continue to hold the workshops. I believe very strongly that sleep is so important. So we work with Ellie from the wellbeing team, and she does some amazing workshops about sleep and mindfulness. And then we support behind the scenes on individual needs as they come in.
Amazing. And how have you and yours been? Have you been okay throughout the pandemic?
Yes, very much so. I had my 4-year mammogram yesterday. So that's always a little bit of a roller coaster, having the wait and the waiting for the results, which I'll get next week. But I have an amazing support network of family and friends as well.
Amazing stuff. Well, thank you so much for joining us. That's absolutely brilliant news. And we'll obviously stay across this over the next coming weeks or so.
Thanks, Fern. Hope you sleep well tonight.
I do too. Thank you. That's Mary Khan, the CEO of Axminster and Lyme Cancer Support, a really incredible organisation. You can find out more on their website.